Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, January 12th, 2021. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Democrats introduce articles of impeachment again. The FBI warning of political violence on Inauguration Day. The president's approval rating drops double digits. Germany's leader trashes the Twitter ban. Americans turn to therapy to cope with 2020. Also ahead, another fiasco in D.C. Son of impeachment. But first, House Democrats introduce an impeachment resolution against President Trump for allegedly inciting an insurrection against the United States Congress. The political maneuver has little support among Republicans, less than 8 days before President-elect Biden is sworn in. If successful, Donald Trump would be the first person in American history impeached twice. An internal memo from the FBI warning local officials of armed protests at state capitals on Inauguration Day. The Bureau receiving more than 40,000 credible tips, it says, about potential violence. Extremists using email servers and message boards to plot chaos. After social media companies ban thousands of users, I do not expect violence on Inauguration Day. Mr. Trump's approval rating dropping 11 points since December, according to a survey from Quinnipiac. Just 33% of Americans now back the commander-in-chief, down from 44% in December. German Chancellor Angela Merkel disagreeing with Twitter's decision to ban Mr. Trump and others, saying, quote, the right to freedom of opinion is of fundamental importance, unquote. Other European officials have also questioned Twitter, citing Europe's brutal crackdown on free speech during the Second World War. A new study from OnePoll showing a 30% jump in Americans seeking psychiatric advice this year. One in six adults now speak with a therapist to deal with anxiety, depression, and substance abuse. New patients cite the pandemic, financial stress, and the election as major sources of stress in their daily lives. In a moment, the return of impeachment. Right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Remember the good old days when impeaching a president was a big deal? Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton, a threat to Richard Nixon. Well, now we have yet another Nancy Pelosi production, Impeachment 2, Terminate Trump. You will remember that Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States, was impeached by the House on December 18, 2019. The House adopted two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of justice. The Senate acquitted Mr. Trump of those charges on February 5th, 2020, last year. Now, nobody could quite figure out how a phone call to Ukraine got President Trump in so much trouble, but it did. For the record, Mr. Trump's impeachment came after a formal House inquiry alleged that he had solicited foreign interference in the 2020 U.S. presidential election in order to help him get reelected. And then the president allegedly obstructed the inquiry itself by telling his administration to ignore subpoenas for documents and testimony. Well, everybody knew it was all about Hunter and Joe Biden And we know now how that turned out. So after being found not guilty in the Senate, Donald Trump apparently has figured out how to get impeached again with only 8 days left in his term. Once Mr. Trump leaves office, there is no direction provided by the Constitution to continue any impeachment. He's gone. See you later. But, of course, not forgotten. The Democrats, led by Speaker Pelosi, really want to make Donald Trump radioactive so he can never run for president again. They know the Senate is not going to convict Mr. Trump. It would take a two-thirds majority in that body. But like Godzilla, President Trump could come back again if not destroyed. And that's what this is all about. Remember, Donald Trump received 74 million votes. Some of his supporters have bailed. I don't think there's any question about that, because Mr. Trump's behavior since Election Day has been questionable, to say the least. But this impeachment stuff is really harming the nation, because it's a fiasco. It's not necessary. And it divides Americans further. You may have noticed that President-elect Biden has not bought into this. He isn't criticizing Mrs. Pelosi or other fanatics who want the impeachment thing to be played out. Mr. Biden is saying, well, I don't know, but he's certainly not endorsing it. That says a lot. In the end, this is another futile exercise. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve that message by actually writing it. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Include your name and town if you write to me. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Hip-hop musician The Weeknd shocked fans when he removed bandages, revealing a drastically altered face. New nose, new eyes, new chin, everything. Turns out the move was a computer-generated publicity stunt by The Weeknd. But for millions of people, plastic surgery is not a joke. Last year, Americans shelled out about $17 billion on cosmetic procedures, optional things. Here are the most popular deals to change the way you look. First, the facelift. Doctors use a scalpel to slice the skin along a patient's forehead and behind the ears. As the name implies, the skin is then lifted and sewn back together to remove wrinkles. Ow! Most patients are unable to smile, laugh, or eat solid food for 10 days after a facelift. Sounds like a blast to me. Maybe I'll ask Cher how it is. Next, rhinoplasty, better known as a nose job. Surgeons reshape noses more than 350,000 times every year in the USA. The procedure is actually mentioned in ancient Egyptian scrolls, but I don't believe the mummy had a nose job. However, you never know. The third most popular type of plastic surgery in the USA is breast augmentation. 400,000 women each year get implants to increase their chest size. Sadly, an increasing number of ladies who opt for this type of surgery are women recovering from breast cancer, so this is not an optional or cosmetic thing. Finally, liposuction. Metal tube inserted into the abdomen, arms, thighs, buttocks, or anywhere else to suck fat out of the patient. 500,000 folks undergo the treatment every year. The average session will cost you $4,000. You know, I'd rather stop eating the Oreos. And here's something else you might not know. The biggest trend in plastic surgery, men. Today, the number is 10%. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.